game. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucar Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
Come on, Bozzy.
Come on, let's go.
It's Friday night, which means only about one thing's going on right now in Northeast Kansas, and that's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. Thanks for spending your Friday nights with us here on November the 14th. It's just past 9:30 and a crisp 60 degrees outside. Man, that's football weather, Boz. Maybe a little bit too warm for it, though.
I was going to say, you said crisp. What are you talking about?
It's a little bit crisp outside.
Like 60 degrees out? It was great. It was colder 2 weeks ago than it was tonight.
That's a valid point. Heck, it was colder the first week of the season.
That's right.
If you remember that, all the way back in early September. All right. Hey, we're here on the CNB Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz, special guest tonight. We got Bo Court joining us as well, a good buddy of Boz's. And Bo, did you hear a rumor that there's good football going on? And so you said, I got to fly to Kansas to see this, right?
That's what I heard. Exactly, man. Thanks for the invite.
Bo had an opportunity to take in our game of the week with us here tonight. We will dive into that here in just a little bit. But as we do in the first segment of every single show here at the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, we've got to get some scores to the folks. 10 local teams enter tonight with aspirations of moving to a sub-state game next week. Boz, what are our scores for tonight?
We got almost every score. We're waiting for one, and I'm really anxious to get this one. Hayden Jeff West.
Ooh.
Last we heard, it was close.
Yep.
Which you kind of called it last week.
I'm not saying that.
Called Jeff West.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to wait. We don't have that score yet. If you got it, make sure you call it. Hanover gets the shutout win tonight over Lynn, 50-0.
That's a burger.
Axtell, they defeat Frankfort 60-14.
That's a burger.
Another one. Jackson Heights, close game against Riverside. Jackson Heights gets the win 21-14. This one, I'm going to say, I don't know, it's a shocker. I picked them to win, but Rossville gets the win down east at Southeast Kansas. They defeat Pitt Colgan 27-20.
Previously unbeaten, Pitt Colgan, top seed in 1A East.
Yep, they go on the road, tough road trip down there, but they get it done. Another close game, nail-biter, county rivalry, Nemaha Central versus Sabetha tonight.
Ooh.
1 point closer than the last time they played. But
you
Sabetha,
didn't think it could get closer than last time.
It did. Last time Sabetha-Nemaha faced off, it was a 20-18 loss for Sabetha. Tonight, they come up just 1 point shy. Nemaha Central gets the win 21-20.
Those are the scores we got. Again, only 10 schools left in the playoffs. We've got one. Oh, you got?
Yeah, I got one more. What are you like?
I don't know.
Ready to move on?
You paused. I thought you were done.
No, I wasn't even close. Well, I was close, but the last score that we got in, talk about nail biter, games tonight. Holton, they fall at Santa Fe Trail, 28-26. Holton fails on a 2-point conversion at the end of that ball game, so they get the 2-point loss.
Okay, and you got one more. We have a final from Rockport yet. Last known, Rockport was up big.
Nope.
That's our last school remaining from Southeast Kansas, Northwest Missouri. So the only score we still need, aside from Rockport, is Jeff West at Hayden.
Yeah.
And the Tigers trying to beat Hayden, Boz, not only for the first time this year, not for the first time in the last 10 years, for the first time in school
ever
history. Hoping to hear that final score shortly. You can give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline. That's 785-547-3461 if you got the Jeff West Hayden final. make sure you give us a call on that. Or if you've got a Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee to get in, you can call on the hotline for that. Again, Giant Communications hotline is open for you right now at 785-547-3461. Giant Communications. Boz, would you like not to have to pay for your cell phone for the rest of the year?
I'd be down with
that. Okay, we're getting close to the end of the year. Make your switch now to Giant Mobile. Online at giantcomm.net. Don't pay for your cell plan until 2026. Some restrictions apply. Visit giantcomm.net for details. Also, give us that Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. Boz, we've got a couple already that have came in, but we need to make that list bigger. When the teams get slimmer, those nominees, we got to get them a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Somebody's calling. Give us some nominees.
Okay, phone ringing right now. Continue to call in on the hotline right now for, again, that final score for Jeff West Hayden that we're looking for, or a nominee that you would like to get in here for tonight. So, Boz, let's go right in as we're waiting for this final score to our game of the week tonight. As it was a tough one to pick because we had a lot of good options. We told you last week our options were Jeff West at Hayden, Riverside at Jackson Heights, Frankfort at Axtell. But I think everybody in Northeast Kansas knew where we were going tonight.
Yeah, they may have.
The Nemaha County rivalry, Sabetha at Nemaha Central, and it was exactly what we thought. It was exactly what any football fan in Northeast Kansas thought that game would be.
I think it lived up to the hype. I mean, we knew this was going to be a close one after the last time they squared off. Nemaha Central, they just dominate people with their rush game. Mm-hmm. We talk about Carter Hike week in, week out. He was, I think, to start off the game, very first play of the game, they threw a quick out route, incomplete, and then it was like, okay, we're not doing that for a while.
Yeah.
And it was Carter Hike, Carter Hike, Carter Hike. Nemaha marches down the field. They score in their opening possession. They stop Sabetha. They get the ball back. They roll down the field. They score again. Very similar to what happened last time.
Yes.
Sabetha Nemaha played. So we're sitting on the sideline and we're thinking, man, like Nemaha's going to steamroll Sabetha tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know if it just took them a little while for Sabetha to wake up and get going. Maybe it was the adrenaline coming off after they got the smoke and everything. It was a really cool pregame environment.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was Sabetha goes down. They get a score, so they answer.
Yeah.
14-7 at halftime, and then Sabetha, I mean, all of a sudden, they just took over in the third quarter. They scored. It's a tie ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that you're just kind of like, hey, what is going on there? Nemaha obviously rallies. Carter Height gets just what he does. I mean, he just doesn't go down easy.
Yeah.
But there was late in that game when Sabetha took the lead.
Yeah.
And
before they scored, though, Nemaha said, this is where I thought we were going to be having this conversation of the game tonight, was as you and I and Bo were driving over from Seneca, we were listening to Brandon Tabin on the call, and a botched snap on a punt set up Sabetha with amazing field position at the 30-yard line of Nemaha, and they punch it in to go up 20-14, PAT pending.
And I remember at that point thinking, no way, like this is going to happen.
At this point of the game, you know, Sabetha's on a scoring run, and Nemaha Central's almost a little bit shell-shocked. At this point, Sabetha's finding their groove, but they always say there's three phases of the game.
Yeah.
Offense, defense, and special teams. And a false start on the point after attempt, and then the actual kick gets blocked by Nemaha Central. Did you think at that moment that, man, that is going to be a big time point?
Crucial. It's one of those that it happens. I don't remember exactly how much time was left in the game, but you knew Nemaha is going to get the ball back, and you could just felt like kind of in your mind, this is going to come down to an extra point to win the game. And that's exactly what happened. Nemaha Central goes down the field, gets the touchdown, they kick the extra point, and I feel horrible. You know, for Sabetha, that's twice this year they've played Nemaha close. They just couldn't get the job done.
And I'm about to get on a soapbox here, but this is the reason why these two teams should not be playing a sectional playoff game.
Yeah, this should be a sub-state game.
Arguably the two best teams in 1A.
Yeah.
In 2A on the east side. And I would have that argument with anybody, that these are the two best teams. Why are they playing as sectionals? And to be quite honest with you, yes, Southeast of Saline's a very good program.
Yeah.
Why don't we get to the point where, dadgummit, you seeded all the way top to bottom across the entire state.
He said dadgummit.
I mean, I told you I'm going to get on my soapbox.
When he gets to going, he throws the dadgummit out there.
Because Nemaha Sabetha, every time they play, it feels like a state championship game.
Yeah, every year.
I want to bring Bo in on this next part of it, because Bo, was this your first high school football game in Kansas for quite a while?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since I was in Holton.
Yeah, and so you came back, I know, to watch Little Boz play at Holton a while back, but what was your takeaway when you show up and the atmosphere and
Honestly, Nemo? There's nothing like it, and if you grew up in Kansas or you've been in Kansas all your life watching high school football, if you got outside, you'd realize how special Kansas football is.
Yeah.
Because the culture, the community, I'm from Arizona, and it's just not there. There's nothing like Kansas football. High school football, it's just the environment, the families, the culture, and it's just like such a stepping stone for those young men, you know, starting out in life.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is you got to take in a rivalry game, two towns that, you know, you definitely feel the rivalry. There was standing room only. And, you know, we tried to get in line to get some hot Dr. Pepper for you, but they didn't have any when I got up there.
That's the first for that, for sure.
I told him hot Dr. Pepper, and he's like, what are you guys doing up here?
But, that's the style of game that, you know, again, in Arizona, I don't know how it all works as far as classifications and stuff, but rural Kansas football, which is what we are, those are the type of games we see year in and year out in this round. And it's that knockdown dragout that you see people on the field just giving it absolutely everything. I guess, what did you think of, like, even the introduction and stuff like that? That felt like bigger school stuff in a small-town America.
The hype for the small-town atmosphere, the amount of population and the amount of energy that comes from it, it's tremendous. It's really something to be proud of.
Well, we were sitting there early in the game, and Bo was like, man, there's some big dudes out here.
There's some big boys.
Sabetha offensive line, D-line, Nemaha's offensive line. Bo's like, man, these are some big dudes out here.
I'm like that quarterback thicker than most of our backs.
That's true.
Referring to Carter
Hike. And we've got a lot to dive into this game still a little bit more. Our gift card was actually won, and you'll have to check us out on our social media page. It'll be on the Kansland Facebook, the Jake and Boz Facebook, and the Jake and Boz TikTok a little bit later on. But it came down to a
first time ever
rock, paper, scissors champion in order to see who was going to win the gift card, because I was on the Sabetha sideline getting some pregame hype video. Boz was on the Nemaha Central side getting some pregame hype video. And it was simultaneously that we got attacked for this gift card. And we had to do rock, paper, scissors. And Carla, hi.
Well, yeah, you got to set it up, though. Jake's like 40 yards away, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, no, right here, she got it. Yeah. And then you're like, no,
he got it. And it was awesome. First time for that in 3 years of doing this show. But Carla Hike, yep, won the gift card to Mercer Q in Soldier. And Mercer Q, proud partner with us here tonight for our $50 gift certificate giveaway. You come and find Boz and myself. Ask us if it's the game of the week, and I got to preface that, or maybe emphasize that more, because we had four or five people say, as soon as we got out of the truck, Jake and Boz!
Yeah.
But they didn't ask if it was the game of the week. There are rules to these things. And so we finally were able to give away that gift card before kickoff. And Mercer Q, an amazing establishment in Soldier. Boz, you and Bo, you guys got some Mercer Q tonight.
We did. Oh, man. Well, we went in. It was kind of crazy. You would talk to them about doing the, you know, sponsoring the game of the week and doing the gift card. And I walked in, and they're like, hey, you here for the gift card? We're like, no, we're here to eat. So we sat down. We brought Bo and his wife Debbie over to get some good barbecue. And I'm telling you what, folks, if you haven't been to Mercer Q, you need to go try it out. Their barbecue, it's fantastic. Brisket, burnt ends. Burnt ends were money. The pulled pork is ridiculous. You got to start out, though, with cowboy bites.
Oh.
If you want a little appetizer, cowboy bites, sweet corn, cream cheese, jalapenos, and bacon.
Okay.
Deep fried.
Okay.
That doesn't get any better than
Come
that.
Come on with it.
Yeah. You got to go try them out.
All right. Again, that's Mercer Q in Soldier, doing a great job of partnering with us here for our $50 gift card giveaway. Congratulations to Carla Hike,
yep,
for winning that one. You can follow Mercer Q all over social media on their Facebook page, Instagram. On Facebook, it's at Mercer Q. On Instagram, at Mercer BBQ 24. And make sure you check them out in Soldier America. We do have our final scores coming in. Out of Missouri, Northwest Missouri, Rockport moves on as they knock out Nottoway Valley 58-40. And then the final score here in Kansas, we were waiting on Hayden 43, Jeff West 29. the final in 3A East sectional round. Well, that's going to do it here for segment number one. Boz, we got to get to our first break. When we come back, though, we'll break down. We got recaps here for this evening's games. We've got five different recaps to get to you. We got a lot more to digest here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Special guest, Bo. Come hang out with us. Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman with us as well.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe, harvest is already wrapping up. As you're putting away the combines and grain carts, don't forget Bruna Implement. Your local Case IH dealer has your back with their winter service special. From special financing, cash discounts, to free pay options, now's the time to get your equipment in shape for next season. Schedule your service today and be ready to roll. It's go time again. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it's my favorite segment every single week, Boz. Was your team getting rocked, or was your team doing the rocking? All right, we're back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And Bo, and Ray, and Kurt here on the MSC Radio Network. We're glad you're joining us here on a Friday night. It's Football Friday, and it's sectional playoff football. Well, guess what? Sectionals are over, and Substate awaits for a handful of teams. We enter tonight with 10 local Kansas high school teams as Kurt's bringing in some amazing desserts from his wife Sherry. What do we? Hold on.
I don't know what this.
We can talk football right now.
Can we pause and eat?
Cherry fluff. All right. Thanks, Miss Sherry, for the cherry fluff. Again, 10 local Kansas schools come in, one local school from Missouri. So 11 local schools try to punch it to the next round. Boz, how about our scores for tonight?
Scores. Hanover gets a shutout win against Lynn, 50-0.
Berger.
Axtell defeats Frankfort 60-14.
Berger.
Jackson Heights, they get the win against Riverside 21-14. Rossville makes the trip down to Southeast Kansas to pick Colgan. They come away with the win 27-20.
How about them dogs?
I love it. Anytime one of our schools gets a win, I love it, but even more when it's pick Colgan. I'm just going to say it. Like, it's private school, you know, they go down there and get a win. I like that. Nemaha Central, 1-point win over Sabetha tonight, 21-20. Santa Fe Trail, 2-point victory over Holton, 28-26. Hayden gets the win over Jeff West, 43-29, and Rockport, they get the win over Nottoway Valley, 58-40.
All right, diving into a couple of these games before we get recaps. The games that we did that we won't have recaps from: Jeff West, Hayden. This was a 42-0 game just a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
and again, we talked about it last week. Rainy, windy, that doesn't fit the Jeff West offensive attack. They're a spread you out, kind of an air raid offense. And tonight proved that that is a big difference maker for this program. That's the closest game Hayden's had all year.
Yeah.
Okay? This is a Hayden team that I've talked to probably 10 different people in the last 2 weeks. And everybody, these are people that are from either an alumni from Hayden or have connections to the school now, or even maybe they're Holton alumni that used to play Hayden. They all said this is the best Hayden team they've seen since the Tom Stringer era, which is the mid-2000s when Hayden was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Hayden is, if you kind of have that, there's that gap in the middle. They were really good, like you said, early, mid-2000s. They've always been a solid program, year in, year out.
Yeah.
They're always good, but they hadn't been to a state title game. They were just kind of there having winning records, but then all of a sudden they're making a comeback. Last couple of years they were at sub-state and made it state titles. This team, I think, is better than those teams if you look back 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
Very good Hayden football team. They're big, they're strong, they're fast, got a great quarterback, loves to throw the ball around.
Hannigan?
Yeah, Hayden is a really good football team. But to your point with Jeff West, we've talked about it over and over on the show.
Oh, sure.
Incredible turnaround with this program.
Yeah.
3 years ago when we started the show, we weren't even really talking Jeff West.
And no disrespect
absolutely
to Meriden, Kansas. But there was nothing. There was not a whole lot to talk about with Jeff West football.
Yeah, they had good kids.
Sure,
good athletes. They just weren't winning football games.
Yeah,
and what they've done this year is incredible. They've been one of their best season since when did we go
2019.
Back to 2019.
Yes,
they've got a young quarterback,
freshman
quarterback. This kid's going to be good.
Yeah.
Not that he wasn't good enough already, but
right. He
can be real good. He's got his brother, junior wide receiver.
Yep.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some big dudes. This is the full complete team, and I'm really excited to see what they do next year.
Now
they bought in the offseason this year.
Yes.
After this success, wait and see what happens this summer.
Now they will be losing a handful of good players.
Sure.
Skill position, and then again, no disrespect to other seniors, but Osiris Unruh, one of the most dominant defensive linemen in the state, undersized, but dude just wreaked havoc every single game. When you see 52 in white or black across the way, you know where he's at.
Yeah.
He's going to be missed greatly, but I like what you just said. If there was buy-in this summer, imagine what a successful 8-3 season can do for a program. And Coach Jeff Schwinn, just his first year at Jeff West, see what they're going to be. I am excited for where the trajectory of this Tiger program is because, again, one win last year, one win the year before, two wins the year before. I mean, when you are able to double your wins from a three-year window combined, come on now.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. The greatest turnaround in the state this year. Argue with me if you want, but you're going to lose. Jeff West, the best turnaround in the state this year. Another matchup that we did not have coverage of here this evening that I wanted to break into just a little bit. Hanover and Lynn. Lynn, phenomenal season.
Great
their season. First district title in 20 years. their first deep push in the postseason in 20 years. But they went up against Hanover.
Hanover. They're a beast this year. I mean, and Hanover's the only team to beat Oxtel in the last 5 years.
Yep.
So Hanover's a really good football team. Lynn, nothing to get your heads down about. Your season's over, but
yeah,
really, really good season for them.
And then the other game that I want to feature for our conversational sake before we get into our recaps and break down our other games is Rossville on the road at Colgan. You mentioned it a minute ago. Nothing brings you more joy maybe than seeing a local team hit the 3.5-hour road trip.
Yep.
And come out with a dub. Holton did it last week.
Yeah.
Knocking off Frontenac down there in southeast Kansas. But the Dogs, and again, if you're from northeast Kansas, not an upset.
No.
You expected this. This is a thought process that, come on, they're going to go down there and win. Everybody else across the state, wow, what an upset.
Yeah, no, come on. We saw that, when was it, 2 years ago, that JCN?
JCN went down and knocked them off.
JCN went down and knocked Colgan off. And the problem is, we talk about it all the time, southeast Kansas, you can put together an undefeated season
mm-hmm.
because of the competition you're playing, and you go into the playoffs thinking, man, we're really good. And I don't really know Pitt Colgan other than they're always in that spot.
They have a phenomenal head coach. I will
they
say
do.
This. Coach C. Matter, local kid from northeast Kansas, got his roots from up here.
Yeah.
And he is the exception to everything that we're talking about because
yeah.
he knows how to coach a program. But again, when it comes down to it, the athletes up north just when you're battling in the Big East,
yes.
like Rossville does, like
yep.
Holton does,
yep.
week in and week out, and you're literally getting beat up by the teams you saw tonight from Neenahas, Sabetha,
yeah.
Perry LeCompton, Jeff West, Hiawatha. Man, you go down south, and those teams just haven't seen that kind of physicality.
Exactly. I think that's it. The physicality from northeast Kansas football. You mentioned the Big East League. I mean, it is a struggle night in, night out. Great football teams. And that's just a lot of what it is. Just teams go down, they'll punch you in the face
yeah.
and just take it to you. And I don't think, well, we've seen it last 3 years now. Team from up here has gone down to Colgan and got a win.
Giant Communications Hotline's open for you. We need Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees here tonight. Giant Communications Hotline. Boss, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
Phone line's open for you to give us your Game Ball nominee of the week. Or if you want to talk about the game that you were at here tonight, maybe it was a big-time comeback. Hey, if you're from Neenahas or Sabetha, give us a call on the hotline right now and talk about what an amazing game that was. If you're traveling home right now from the Holton Santa Fe Trailgate, what a battle that was. If you're a Tiger fan from Jeff West, by all means, give us a shout. Talk about the season. If you're Riverside or Jackson Heights, what a game that was. And Riverside, best season in a very long time for the Cyclones. And Jackson Heights, moving to a sub-state game for the first time in a very long time. If you're Axtell or Frankfurt or Hanover, man, give us a shout. Talk about the game you were at. Phone number once again, 785-547-3461. Giant Communications. When you don't want to have to pay for your cell phone plan until 2026, make the switch now. Online at giantcomm.net. Some restrictions apply. See Giant for details. How about that Riverside at Jackson Heights game? It was on the Cobra Channel and 93.7 FM KAIR. Tom Couts on the call.
Class 1A sectional football tonight in Jackson Heights High School as the Cobras played host to Riverside. A couple of teams who met back in week one. It was a Cobra win in that game. Tonight, a back and forth ball game, but the Cobras came out on top again. Final score, Jackson Heights winning a 21-14. It was an early lead for Heights as they jumped out in front 6-0, but back-to-back touchdowns for Beckham Griffin put Riverside in front at intermission by a 14-6 count. Limited possessions, long, time-consuming drives, and 2 second-half touchdowns by Jackson Heights allowed the Cobras to secure the win. Brody Browning getting a couple of scores, one from 4 and one from 2. Drake Millis, the other Cobra touchdown on a 1 yard run. It's an 8-3 final record for Riverside. Jackson Heights moves to 11-0 and continues their playoff drive. So again, final score tonight from Jackson Heights. It was a Cobras 21, Cyclones 14. Tom Couch reporting, MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. And blistery windy sounded like
it
down there at Dave Henry Field at Jackson Heights High School. Jackson Heights gets a win, 21-14. Man, that game, Riverside really came out strong. Jackson Heights took the lead early, 6-0. Riverside scores. Jackson Heights misses the extra point. Riverside scores, goes up 7-6, goes up 14-6 into the halftime break. But as Tom just mentioned, a couple long touchdown drives in the second half for Jackson Heights. They move on, 21-14, the final. That was a rematch from earlier this season when it was 21-0 in week one. These two teams are just, they've represented the Northeast Kansas League so well this season.
I think I really have two things on this matchup, not just this one, but this season.
Yeah.
Talk about Riverside first.
Yeah.
They made a massive stride. If you're talking about building a program.
Sure.
And buy-in and what Coach Payton is doing with that program, they got a win against Sabetha, which they'd never done under
Centralia.
Yeah, against Centralia. Hadn't done it since, what did we say, 1970?
72 was when Elwood did it, and Wathena was since 1970.
Yeah, so that is a massive hurdle. I said it on the show a couple weeks ago. If they want to take the next step,
yes,
you've got to beat a team like Centralia, and they did it last week.
Yeah.
Then they show up tonight, and they gave Jackson Heights everything they wanted.
Yes.
That they are making huge strides on this program, and if I'm Coach Payton, I would hate to lose tonight and,
sure,
and have your season be over. But man, you are laying a foundation for future improvement and buy-in, and I'm excited for Riverside football. But on the flip side, I want to talk about Jackson Heights. The thing that I like most, I shouldn't say most, but Jackson Heights struggled last week against Olpe. A tough game against Olpe, a good Olpe football team.
Sure.
Jackson Heights struggled, didn't, you talk to people, they'd say, we didn't play very good. I mean, it just,
yeah,
we saw the game on the channel, we were driving back studio, and it wasn't their best game, but they found a way to win.
Overtime.
Overtime game,
find a way to win.
Now you come back tonight, back's against the wall, you're down at half, not playing great. Second half, different story. It's almost like flip a little light switch, and we're just, methodically, we're going to drive the ball. They broke a couple long runs, but
yeah,
executed better offensively. So the last 2 weeks, maybe haven't played their best football, but they're finding ways to win. And that's going to be good for them moving forward.
I want to give a little bit of love, obviously, like we do every single week. We like every single school we cover.
Yeah.
There is no partiality. I know I was getting razzed a little bit in Seneca tonight because of our Friday Night Fever pick'ems.
Oh, yeah. I actually got a text tonight just a little
gosh
bit ago.
Oh, no.
Said, tell Jake thanks for picking Sabetha in that win, gave him a little bulletin board material.
You know what? That's the type of deal that, honestly, you know, you kind of got razzed a few weeks back.
I did.
And I know Fluke and B-Tad and Crendon, we all get razzed, and it's all in fun. At the end of the day, we're all trying to, you know, have the best picks, and don't look at my picks, I guess, because yeah, they're not the highest percentage of everybody else's. But what I was getting into with Riverside is you feel for this senior class. This is a senior class that has played varsity football since they were freshmen. And you saw, I was talking to somebody tonight in Seneca, and they said, man, I remember going over and watching a Riverside game when this class was freshmen and thinking, they are so good.
Yeah.
And they're going to be good.
Yeah.
And they turned out the first time ever beating Centralia in Riverside school history.
Yeah.
The first time being a regional champion in Riverside history.
Yeah.
I mean, they made history. And you got to applaud them for that. I mean, that is a great senior class, led by Elijah Feed Me More.
Feed Me More.
And Beckham Griffin and Mears and Hewins and Harrington. And we can go down the entire list. What a great senior class. You mentioned it, though. Coach Payton's got to see this as such a good step. This direction this program has gone over the last 4 years is nothing but up. And so you're excited for what the future holds for Riverside. But on Jackson Heights side, at this point of the season, you just got to find a way to win, right? Just win, baby. That's the thought. That's the mind, the mentality. And it doesn't matter what happens. You got to just find a way to win. And they've done that the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they have. And sometimes as a kind of a coaching staff, you know, you're looking at things like, man, we've been playing really good football. And then you get in a slump. It's no different than any other sport. You know,
yeah,
sometimes things don't click as well. You're not maybe blocking as well. There's just different things that happen, and it's just you're waiting for that next, okay, now we're going to hit the next gear. We're going to get back to what we were doing. They've still found ways to win games. So the bright side, if you look at it for Jackson Heights, is they haven't played great football, and they're still winning games. They're going to a sub-state game.
Speaking of Jackson Heights, we got a caller on the Giant Communications hotline that would like to talk about this game tonight. Again, Giant Communications, proud partner of the hotline. If you want free phone, cell phone, your cell phone plan for free until 2026, all you got to do is visit giantcomm.net. Some restrictions apply. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Who we got on the line right now? Is this Josh?
It is.
All right, Josh, you want to talk some Jackson Heights football from tonight against Riverside? From what Boz and I could tell from a distance, watching it through a screen and listening to it on the radio, it sounded like a very physical game tonight that everybody expected it to be.
You know, it was. And before I talk about Heights, I give credit to the Riverside boys, all of them. You know, they fought hard. And Elijah, oh, holy cow, what a stud. That kid is something special and hard to stop. But the boys in the green or the black tonight got it figured out to somehow shut him down long enough to score a couple touchdowns and get the victory.
Tell me about what stuck out to you the most from tonight's game. As, you know, again, we've watched this Jackson Heights team the last couple weeks fall behind in contests and be late into the ball game, which is different than what they saw really in the first 9 weeks of the season. What kind of resolve have you seen from this team as they've found a way to squeak out, and I shouldn't say squeak out, but find a way to get two hard-fought wins this last 2 weeks?
There's no quit in them. Everybody knows what happened with Rossville last year, and it's no secret that our boys are going to be super excited for the challenge that Rossville brings when they show up. But they have no quit, and they understand that they may have to play a five-quarter game. You know, they got a lot of heart, and that showed up tonight.
You mentioned the Rossville game from last year. It's a rematch this next week. This time, instead of sectionals, it's sub-state for the Dogs and the Cobras in a game where Jackson Heights, it looked like, had it at hand for the final 5 minutes, and then Rossville goes on an unimaginable run to win that game last year. What are you most looking forward to for next week?
Well, we know some people on both sides of that ball and good people all the way around, but our boys are excited. They want the chance to go back at that and right their wrongs, and they're just really looking forward to being able to compete for one more week. The senior class here at Heights is a special class. They're a fun group. They're a fun group to be around. And they're fighting for each other.
You got a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee you want to throw out there?
I mean, you could always go to the usual suspects on the Heights group, but as a whole tonight, it took everybody. It took absolutely everybody. So I don't. I normally do, but tonight I don't.
All right. Hey, that's fair enough. Again, I mean, I wish we could cut a football up, Boz, and 53 other pieces or however many kids are on the team, but we can't do that.
Yeah. No, but I get it. I understand what you're saying.
Offense, defense. I mean, there's no way to single out any one person. The line did amazing. Riverside's big, and we knew that, but they've got instrumentally better. And so it was a hard-fought game all the way around. I mean, yeah, I don't think I could pick just one dude on Heights that you could single out over another one.
All right. Well, Josh, I appreciate you taking time and calling in. And I know you're an avid listener, but I appreciate hearing your voice on the radio for the first time. How'd that feel?
It's great.
It wasn't so bad
at all. No, not so bad. Well, appreciate what you guys do too, and all the coverage that you guys put out there for everybody far and away. I know I've got family long ways away that tune in and listen to you guys to do this. So appreciate it.
Awesome. All right.
Appreciate the call, Josh. Called in talking some Jackson Heights football here tonight. Once again, Jackson Heights 21-14 victory over Riverside here tonight. If you want to talk about the game you were at, give us a call. That's a tough call to follow up. That was a good call right there.
Yeah, Buzz. Oh, it was. I know. Well, and here's the deal. Like he was saying, it was a hard-fought game. The Jackson Heights boys, like you said, they just haven't played really, really well. But the caller said, you know, they're playing for each other. This is a special senior class, and they don't want it to be over.
Don't want it to be over. They move on to take on Rossville. We'll break that game down here in just a little bit. Got to get another recap coming in here. This is from Frankfurt at Axtell. Crittenden Prophet had the call for this one on sister station 92.1 KMZA out of Seneca. Crittenden Axtell moving on to take on Hanover for the second time this year.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have any Eagle sound effects, but you can pretend there's one in the background. The Axtell Eagles come out on top in the 8-man Division II sectionals round game here of the East over the Frankfort Wildcats. Axtell winning 60-14 over Frankfort, the second time they beat them by the same score this season. Axtell ended that first half with a quick 46-14 score. They added two touchdowns in the second half to secure the game. Wyatt Detweiler was on the rock the entire night for the Axtell Eagles. Over 170 yards rushing, over 8 carries, and 5 rushing touchdowns. He went 5 passing touchdowns last week. He felt like he'd do it a little different this week, and he added 5 rushing scores. Of course, I'd like to give a shout-out, though, to the young man, Wes Anderson, who finishes his career here with the Frankfort Wildcats as their season is over. He finishes with over 8,000 passing yards in his career, over 100 passing touchdowns, and well over 530 completions. So a shout-out to the Frankfort Wildcats, who battled hard through two and a half quarters of play, but of course the Axtell Eagles who come out on top 60-14, and now we'll take on a rematch in the Hanover Wildcats next Friday in the 8-man Division II East Substate Championship game. So again, final time here from the Axtell Sporting Complex. The Axtell Eagles move on to the Substate Championship game against Hanover 60-14 here over the Frankfort Wildcats. This has been Crittenden Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much for that recap. As mentioned, Axtell, and they fly high tonight, Boz, and really take it to Frankfort. But he mentioned it a minute ago. I'll echo the sentiment of the fighting Wes Andersons.
Yeah.
What a special player he was for Frankfort, getting to play for your dad like he got to do throughout his high school career in football. His career does come to an end, and, man, he really lit up the statistical categories, breaking records in Frankfort school history. He had 10 touchdowns accounted for last week in their win against Marmaton Valley. So what a special athlete. You always hate to see youngsters' careers come to a close, but Axtell, man, they look primed and ready to go to take on Hanover again.
Yeah, so first off, I'm a big fan. Wes Anderson, this is 2 years ago when we first started this show, and we were looking at teams, our dark horse teams. I picked Frankfort, and I started kind of following that team, and one of the reasons I picked them was because their quarterback,
yeah,
Wes Anderson, young sophomore, putting up crazy numbers. And it's tough when you play in that league. I mean, you're playing the TVL, you're, you know, Axtell, Hanover, Frankfort. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
And they won a ton of games, and they Wes Anderson and everybody on that team. I mean, they've had a good run, so it is tough to see it come to a close. But Axtell's pretty solid.
Pretty solid team. Now, again, we look forward to Frankfort in basketball season. We'll be breaking them down, so the fighting Wes Andersons aren't done
yet. Not yet.
But for football, it does come to a close for them this season. Axtell Hanover, we'll break that matchup down coming up here in just a little bit as well. We got to step aside for our next break. We come back, we'll be breaking down what next week looks like. Substate time in the state of Kansas here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you're filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
GN Bank locations in Hiawatha and Horton are hosting their annual food donation competition for the North and South Brown County food pantries. If you are able, please consider bringing shelf-stable food items, such as cereal, one-pan meals like Hamburger Helper, canned meats including tuna, canned vegetables, and low-sodium soups to Hiawatha or Horton GN Bank locations now through November 26th. We are thankful for the opportunity to serve our community. Join us at GN Bank in making a positive impact. Donate today.
We're a little bit laid back here on a Friday night here on the MSC Radio Network. Jake and Boz, special guest Bo Court with us, and Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman still in studio with us. We got people messaging in, Boz, saying, let Bo talk.
I know. Maybe it's not Bo, it's Gak.
Gak.
People might know him as Gak.
Okay. All right. Gak, you having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a blast, man.
This is the sectional round of the playoffs right now, and again, scores are final, games are over, and sub-state matchups are set. Boz, we need those scores for those just joining us in on what happened here tonight. What happened in Northeast Kansas, my man, in sectional round football?
Yeah, scores from tonight. Hanover gets the shutout win over Lynn, 50-0.
Burger.
Axtell defeats Frankfort, 60-14.
Big burger.
Jackson Heights, Riverside, heck of a ball game. Jackson Heights comes out on top in that one, 21-14. Rossville travels down to Southeast Kansas, knocks off Pitt Colgan, 27-20. Nemaha Central, Sabetha, heck of a matchup. We knew it would be. Nemaha Central gets the 1-point win, 21-20. Santa Fe Trail, they defeat Holton tonight, 28-26. Hayden gets the win over Jeff West, 43-29. And Rockport, they defeat Nottoway Valley, 58-40.
All right, those are your scores from tonight, and that means sub-state matchups are all set. We'll dive into those here in just a moment. We got a couple games that we didn't really break down yet. One of them was the Holton-Santa Fe Trail game. We got a recap now from Justin Fluke, who had the call tonight on the Holton channel, so we'll check in with him first before Boz and I break down as Holton's season comes to a close in a tough 2-point loss at Santa Fe Trail.
A fantastic sectional playoff game between Holton and Santa Fe Trail on Friday night. But after losing the previous 11 matchups to the Wildcats, it's Santa Fe Trail that's 11-0 and continuing their magical season with a 28-26 victory. The game started off kind of in Holton's favor. The Wildcats scored on their first two drives, 8 plays, 58 yards, and Andrew Shute punched it in for a 3-yard TD. And then Holton, leading 7-0, got a second touchdown by Alec Frazier on a 26-yard run to cap a 9-play, 80-yard drive that put the Wildcats back ahead 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. But Santa Fe Trail went on a 7-minute and 20-second drive to end the first half, scored with 12 seconds left on a Wrigley Schlichter 1-yard touchdown run that tied the game at 14. They would get the football again to begin the third quarter. And on a 4th and 5, Schlichter found Kane Tanteros on a 20-yard touchdown pass that gave the lead to the Chargers, a lead they would not relinquish. Leading 21-14 at the time, Holton ripped off a long touchdown run by Andrew Shoup, a 62-yarder late in the third quarter, but Holton, who had had a field goal blocked at the end of the first half, then had a PAT blocked, and the Wildcats were still down 21-20. Another touchdown pass for Santa Fe Trail with 8:26 to go, and the extra point put them ahead 28-20. But the Holton defense held, got the ball back, and had one more try, and would get the touchdown that they needed. With 54 seconds to go in the game, it was a Cale Frazier 22-yard touchdown, but the Holton fullback got it again on the 2-point conversion and was ruled down just shy of the end zone as Holton ends up not recovering the onside kick and falling by 2 points, ending their season at 6-5. Andrew Shoup and Corbin Wilson both finished with over 1,000 yards rushing on the season. Shoup had 130 yards and 2 touchdowns tonight, while Wilson had 92 yards. Alec Frazier had 88 yards as the quarterback and a touchdown. Kel Frazier had 79 yards and a touchdown. Those four guys are 4 of the 9 Holton seniors, but the entire backfield that will graduate for the Wildcats later this year. For Santa Fe Trail, it was Wrigley Schlechter, their sophomore quarterback, continuing his phenomenal season. He had 30 carries for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns, and was 14 of 23 passing for 167 yards and 2 more touchdowns to Tanteros and Xavier Davis. Santa Fe Trail holds on. They stop the 2-point conversion and win it 28-26 to improve to 11-0 and defeat Holton. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap. And man, Boz, what a way for a season to end. Holton, they go into the playoffs 4-4. It was a tough schedule in the regular season and districts for them. And they are a team that you just never can count out, because I can remember in week 2, maybe it was week 3, you saying, man, Holton is like this every year, where they're a little bit of a slow starter.
Yeah.
But once you see those linemen get those assignments down, these backs running a little harder, this team gets better as the year goes on, and you saw that again this year.
Yeah, it was the same script, just different year. And if people don't listen or haven't listened before and they've not heard me talk about this, Holton's got that's a wishbone offense. It's a difficult blocking scheme, so if you've got new linemen, not experienced linemen, it takes them a little while to figure that out.
Yeah.
You got to get a hat on a hat. Everybody has to get somebody. You got to maintain your blocking assignments. You have to do all those things. So it does take a little bit of time, but you can see the improvement week by week by week. And this team improved substantially week after week after week. And they've had a good season this year. A tough way to lose. We were watching it on the Holton Channel on the way back, and I don't know, it was close.
That looked close, man.
Cale Frazier was right near the goal line. It was, I mean, obviously.
Phenomenal camera work, whoever was running the camera on the Holton Channel, because you go back and look at that, and it looks like it was across the line.
It was very, very close. But, yeah, good season from Holton. Just tough way to end.
Tough way for it to end, but again, 6-5, really not indicative of how good that team became this season. Santa Fe Trail, it's their best season they've ever had, and it keeps on going. A perfect 11-0 now, and their prize of knocking off Holton is now traveling to Topeka to take on Topeka Hayden for a sub-state title. And is it too early to say they'll be playing Andale in the title game?
No, we could have said that, I think, in week 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Andale still has to play a sub-state game, but they're awaiting the winner of Santa Fe and Hayden. All right, we got one more recap to get to, and you save the best for last, right?
Yeah, always.
This game happened in Seneca tonight, and it was a Nemaha County rivalry. Sabetha at Nemaha Central. The first game, 20-18, a Nemaha Central win. Tonight, 21-20. Brandon Tabman had the call on 103.9 KNZA.
Here on KNZA and the High School Scoreboard Show, Nemaha County rivalry in the 2A sectional playoffs tonight in Seneca. Matchup number two here in 2025, Sabetha at Nemaha Central. This baby went down to the wire. It was fantastic. Carter Hike, a couple of touchdowns in the first half. Nemaha Central jumped out to a 14-0 lead. A couple of lengthy touchdown drives. Carter Hike's runs from 1 yard out and then 23 yards out. That 23-yard scamper on a 3rd-and-8 play. 14-0, but then Sabetha finally got going. The first of three consecutive unanswered touchdowns. Michael Lang, 1 yard out. 13-play, 60-yard drive that took 7 minutes off the clock. Sabetha cut it in half. It was 14-7 going into the break. Michael Lang, first drive of the third quarter, a 5-yard run on 3rd-and-goal, a 6-plus-minute drive, 14-14 tie. And then all of a sudden, things were swinging in Sabetha's favor. On a 4th-down play, Nemaha Central going to punt. They botched the snap. Blue Jays pounce on it at the NC 35, and Will Voos, a 9-yard run to cap off that short drive, made it 20-14. But a big key play in this game, a 5-yard false start on the extra point try, backed Sabetha up 5 yards. And then after that, a little bit longer of an extra point, Nemaha Central blocked that extra point. So it stayed 20-14. 10-11 to go in the game from their own 33, Nemaha Central, a 6-minute, 40-second drive that covered 67 yards, and Carter Hike, his third rushing touchdown of the game. The extra point was good, 21-20, and then one true final opportunity at 3.5 minutes to go for Sabetha. They had a crucial penalty on the first down play, and then they lost 8 on a toss play. They ultimately found themselves at 4th-and-27. They turned it over on downs, and then finally the last play of the game, one more desperation. Sabetha had one more opportunity, but an interception by Caleb Strothman held on for the Nemaha Central Thunder, 21-20, the final score. They improved to 11-0 on the season, one step closer to their fourth consecutive state championship game. Carter Hike, 44 carries, 253 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had 160 of the 253 in half number one. 37 rushing touchdowns now this season for his career. That number, 125. And unofficially, the 253 on the rush yards tonight puts his career rushing yards total 7,387. Nemaha Central, 12-5 now all time against Sabetha. They have won 9 consecutive games against the Blue Jays, and it's the 4th consecutive season that Nemaha Central has eliminated Sabetha in the postseason. Sabetha finishing at 9-2, both losses to Nemaha Central by a combined 3 points. Nemaha Central 21, Sabetha 20. I'm Brady Tammer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that recap. As mentioned, what a tight contest that was. Boz and I, man, we already talked about it just a little bit, but, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better Nemaha County rivalry game here tonight.
You know, we travel around all football season, and we see just the following, the support, a lot of small towns. Tonight it's just cool, you know. We go to the game, you got smoke, purple smoke before the game. If you haven't been to a game in Seneca at Nemaha Central, you need to go watch a game. We're standing there pregame, Bo, we're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden you hear like the severe weather alert.
Brant,
man, Brant, man. Those look
up. I remember that from back in college.
Yeah, we heard that a few times. Ago. Yeah. But it's attention, everyone in the stadium, severe weather alert as there's a storm coming to town or something, you know. Yeah. And so just all of that stuff together. Sabetha, it's a road game. They got their smoke going and a little fog over the field, and it's just cool. I mean, you go to these games, there's people standing up everywhere around the track, and it's not just in Seneca. I mean, it's everywhere we go.
Yeah.
A lot of hype, a lot of love for these teams. And this game tonight, it was fantastic. I mean, those two teams just slugged it out. Big hits all game long.
Yeah. Honestly, I remember coming back 3 years ago and going to a Holton game. You snuck me into the locker room, told them I was family.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, what Kansas football is all about, man. The family-oriented. I mean, it's just the culture that you guys have here is just – it's nowhere else in the country. I mean, you do see – I mean, Texas is huge for high school football, but it's just – it's different in Kansas. It's truly it's smaller, but it's just so I don't even have words for it.
It's more
you have to experience it.
Yeah.
You have to experience it.
Like you go to a game in Texas, And there's thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, the stadiums are huge.
Yeah, it's, you're going to a small college game.
Yeah.
You know, here you've got your fan, and mainly your fan base is your family and your community, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's year after year.
Yeah.
I mean, just the undying support for every community, no matter what, you know, where they're at in their season and who's on top and who's struggling throughout the year, just the backing of the community is just so tremendous.
Yeah.
And I think we see that week in and week out when we go into these places. This is year three of the show that we've done. And you're seeing guys, and you remember going to Axtell a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And there's guys wearing their jerseys from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting that Axtell football team. And they are just the love, the community aspect of it. And you see it every small town. And I remember having a conversation with somebody who's in the KSHSAA, and they just, I said, do you ever think that a state title game in 5A or 6A will be the same feeling as it is in 8-man or 1A or 2A? And the answer is no, because yeah. You've got these bigger schools and bigger areas, but the buy-in's not the same from community aspects of it.
No. No, I've been to games in and around the Kansas City area. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some good football in Mill Valley.
Yep.
You know, those are some of the ones, a team that's really, really good year in, year out. Manhattan High School. You know, there's some bigger programs that do have a tremendous following. But
Derby.
I mean, yeah, Mays. I mean, we could go through. We could probably handpick some other teams. But it's a city of 100,000, 200,000, 500,000 people.
Yeah.
It's just different, you know. You might get somebody across town that comes to watch your game. They don't know anything about who the players are, or their parents, or
right.
anything centered around the community.
I guarantee you're not seeing somebody that's in their 60s wearing a jersey from the 70s when they played football at that school.
No.
You're not seeing it.
No.
All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, we're breaking down every single sub-state matchup next week. You don't want to miss that. We're breaking down every single matchup. We've got Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees that we're going to read to you as well. And if you don't hear somebody on the list, you got a job to do. Give us a call. The Giant Communications Hotline's open, 785-547-3461. Back after this timeout here on the MSC Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday. And Bo!
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe harvest is already wrapping up. As you're putting away the combines and grain carts, don't forget Bruna Implement. Your local Case IH dealer has your back with their winter service special. From special financing, cash discounts, to prepay options, now's the time to get your equipment in shape for next season. Schedule your service today and be ready to roll when it's go time again. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards, here in Hiawatha.
Jeff Russell and Sabetha, or Shannon Wright and Holton. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member, SIPC.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN Internet bill when you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Jacob Bob's back with you with special guests Bo and Ray Penning, still in-house as well, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, hey.
I guess I got to do that for Bo, too, don't I, Boz? Bo, say hey.
Hey, hey.
Here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, sectional play is over. Substate time here in the state of Kansas, and we've already given you all the scores from tonight. It's time to break down next week's matchups here in the state of Kansas. Substate time, Boz. I know that you've had the opportunity to watch. You and I have had plenty of opportunities to broadcast substate and state title football games.
Yeah.
It's different when you got to watch your own kid playing substate games and then playing state titles. What's the perspective as you try to get mentally ready to play in a game that big?
From a kid, like a player perspective?
Parent, kid, I don't care. You just give me something.
It's all different, dude. I mean, as a parent, you're super nervous for your kid, you know, and your team. I mean, you don't want the season to end. You've made it to, I guess from a parent perspective, the thing is you're so close. When you get to the substate round, you're so close.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. I mean, I remember talking to my son and some of his teammates. We were over watching some film one night and just, it's right there. It's in the palm of your hand. Like, you win this game, you're going to a state title. Like that, it's just, You're so nervous because you just want your kids to go out and do well, and they've worked so hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the hours of time and summer weights and workouts and all that stuff. So it's at your doorstep. It's right there. So from a parent's side, you're nervous. I think as a player, you know, you're nervous, obviously. I mean, it's a huge, huge game.
Yeah.
But I think that's when coaching staffs take over and try to day-by-day preparation. It's no different.
Yeah.
You know, you get to work on Monday. You're scouting film. You're getting your game plan together.
Oh, forget Monday, dude. You're getting it on Sunday, Saturday night.
Coaches are already watching film.
Yeah. Tonight, right now.
Absolutely it is. They are dissecting film so their game plan's ready for practice Monday. But as a coach, I mean, you're just wanting to put your kids in the best position.
Yeah.
So you are breaking down every single thing you can find, tendencies, short down and distance. Are they going to run this play or that play? If it's third and long, what are they going to run? I mean, you've got sheets and sheets of just things that you can pull from.
Bo, I know you were a good athlete back in the day.
Whoa.
Huh?
Yes, he was.
I know he was. You know, I mean, from a player's perspective, you get these big-time games that come up in front of you, and, you know, coaches harp on the fact of, it's just another game, it's just another game.
Yep.
It's more than that at this point of the season.
It's a mindset thing, man. Whenever it comes down to this, it's a mindset. You got to be, you know, all the work, if you haven't put it in, you're not going to get there. But it's just, at that point, you've done the preparation, you've done everything you were going to do in the off season, you've seen different teams, you've seen the pros and cons of each aspect of the games that are going to be coming up through watching film, but then you just got to go in with the right mindset, and then it just goes back to the basics, man. And the team that's going to win is the team that knocks down the basics of the regular season, you know.
Fundamentals.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's what it goes back to.
Yeah. I mean, every coach harps on that week in and week out. Do the little things that we've been talking about since you were in third grade.
Yeah.
Do them right now.
Yep. Every down's like playing your last.
Yeah.
You know, and if you go at with that approach, with the right mindset, to come up with a victory.
I know we've had teams that have their seasons have came to an end, so they have played that last down. And, you know, again, we've already talked about everybody earlier in the night. You know, big ups to Jeff West and Holton and Frankfurt and Lynn and Riverside, Sabetha, big time, great seasons, yeah, by all those teams making it this far. And the jump that you've seen, you know, every program we just mentioned over the last year, couple of years, getting themselves in the position that they're in. But it's time to talk about 2A Substate right now, Nemaha Central, Osage City. This game will be in Seneca, and that's different from a season ago, as Nemaha had to go down to Osage City, and they knocked off the Indians in an instant classic in a sectional round game, Buzz.
Yeah, here's the thing you look at. Osage City has always been solid.
Yeah.
I mean, every year, we don't talk about them, we don't cover them, but we see scores, and every year they're really good. We get into playoffs, and some of our area teams have to go down and face them, and they're a really good football team. Nemaha has been a step better than everybody else the last several years.
Sure.
They just have. But Osage City, this is one that's a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. You've got two really, really good football teams, which is what it should be,
yeah,
in Substate. But Osage City, man, that is a good, good football team.
A year ago, 33-27, Nemaha able to get the win at Osage before they came back, knocked off Sabetha and Substate to make it back to their third straight state title. Oh, by the way, they're going for their fourth straight state title appearance.
Yep.
They won two straight 2 years ago and the year prior, lost last year to Southeast of Saline. So Nemaha trying to get back to Hutchinson once again. They got to take on the Indians of Osage City, but it's going to be in Nemaha. And I think there's something about, you mentioned the, I don't want to say pyrotechnics, but...
It kind of is.
I mean, the atmosphere in Seneca, man, if you don't have plans next week, if you could clone yourself, you can be at a couple locations next week and take in good games. This is going to be one of them.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think this is... You can't get the hype anymore. I mean, obviously, you're playing to go to a state championship game. They got a little history here in the playoffs. Nemaha and Osage, it's going to be a really good ballgame.
All right, up next on the docket, 1A. This game will be at Dave Henry Field at Jackson Heights High School. We just talked about a rematch from a year ago in 2A. Well, in the sectional round last year, this was the matchup, Jackson Heights and Rossville. And the Dogs got the better of the Cobras, Boz, last season, 42-38. But that was an instant classic as well.
Yeah, so here's a couple things on that. Jackson Heights, talk about kind of their perspective. They let that one get away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody you talk to that's a Jackson Heights fan, player, coach would agree. They had that game in hand, and it just fell apart. Inexplicably, like you could play that game in that same scenario, and it doesn't turn out with Rossville winning. You play that 10 times,
yeah,
and it doesn't happen, but it did that night. So I think Jackson Heights has had that in the back of their mind. Like, we should have been playing last year for a Substate game. Now they're here. I think they got a ton of motivation. We've talked about Jackson Heights a little bit the last couple weeks, not playing really their best, but they're still winning ball games. And I think Rossville... I don't know. It's going to be interesting because Rossville's a really good football team as well. And even when Jackson Heights threw their best punch at them last year, they still found a way to win.
That game was 38-21 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Rossville goes down and scores, gets an onside kick, scores, another onside kick, scores. And within a blink of an eye, in a matter of 3 minutes and 30 seconds, Rossville went from down 17 to up 4.
Yeah,
to win that game.
And I remember we were at that game. We were going to do the show live from Jackson Heights. And there was a stretch around the five-minute mark, Jackson Heights marching down the field. They used some timeouts,
yep,
as they approached the goal line. And I remember saying to you, like, hey, this is huge.
Yeah,
we got to punch this in, get that score. We go up 3. We're great. They got the touchdown. I thought, man, it's in the bag.
I left and went to the truck to get our equipment for the post-game show.
Man, don't do that again.
And we, yeah, bad juju.
Bad juju.
But Jackson Heights, Rossville, take two in as many years. This time, though, the winner will be playing for a state championship in Hutchinson Thanksgiving week.
How about eight-man division two? We're talking rematches, Boz, and is there a bigger or better rematch coming up?
I don't think so. And here's why. This is Axtell Hanover, ridiculous matchup between these two teams. And let's go back. Everyone knows the Axtell streak, winning streak, was broke this year by 58 Hanover.
58 games.
58 games in a row. It's got to be tough if you're a player for Axtell to know that that streak was snapped under your watch.
Yeah.
But they still have an opportunity to win a fifth straight state title. That's insane.
That's wild.
So if you go back, when was that, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago they
Week
played?
Week 7, yep.
So I think in that game, I don't know, obviously I'm not in the locker room, I don't hear, you know, or see what's going on, but Hanover punched Axtell in the face.
Yeah.
Hanover wins the coin toss, defers, kicks it off to Axtell.
And I remember when that was announced, that Hanover defers, that was those were fighting words.
Absolutely, you don't do that. So Axtell gets their first possession, three and out. First time they punted all season.
Yeah.
And I think there was a little, maybe a little deer in the headlights look, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And not that, and it wasn't that they didn't, they just punted. I mean, they lost yards on that first possession. And Hanover marches down, scores. They kick off again. Axtell was not the same team. I think it's going to be way different this time. I think Axtell is going to be prepared for Hanover's physicality. I think they're going to be prepared for their speed and how quick they were on the field. And even with that said, how Axtell got punched in the face, they had a chance late in that game to win it.
Yeah.
They had the possession at the end of the game and had a chance to win.
They needed to get a touchdown and a two-point conversion late in the game to try and force overtime. But, yes, it was Hanover was up 26 to 12 with just a few minutes left in the game, thought the game was at hand. Axtell gets a kickoff return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
They get a stop defensively, get the ball back. And then, as you mentioned, unable to punch it in that last touchdown as time ran out for Axtell. However, there's so much. We know those coaches so well at Axtell. Coach Detweiler, Coach Wiebe, Coach Bussing, and then the assistants of former players. It was almost, do you think that was almost like a relief when that streak was snapped? Yeah, you wanted to keep going. You mentioned how, you know, that's tough knowing that you're the one that you're a part of the team that didn't keep the streak going. But is it almost like a sigh of relief a little bit? Like, all right, that thing's gone.
I think it can be. I mean, I would love to sit down with some of the players and coaches, you know, after that happened and ask that question.
I don't think immediately is the right time to ask.
But. No, not right, not like that night. I'm sure they're going to be
right now. They're disagreeing.
Yeah,
there was nothing. Yeah, that we don't felt talk any kind of relief that
we
night.
We don't want to talk about that. No, I think though it is a part in the mental, the mindset. With like, man, it's one less thing we got to worry about.
Yeah.
You know, we're moving on. We still have a chance to. Okay, here I actually thought about this a couple weeks ago. So we've talked a little bit about Andale. So you remember Bo came out 3 years ago, state title game. It was Holton, Andale. Andale won three in a row. Andale was by far, hands down, the best team, one of the best teams in the state. The next year, I believe, they lost to Cheney, and their streak was snapped. And then they didn't even get to go to a state title. Cheney beat them again.
Yeah.
So they didn't even go to the state title. But where's Andale right now? They're back dominating everybody.
Right. How long was their streak?
Who's that? Hanover?
No, Andale.
Andale? Oh, gosh.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but Andale was dominant. I mean, everybody just knew in 3A, they're just the team. And they struggled 1 year. They lost a couple games. The streak was broken. And then they come back, and they're whipping everybody again. So I think if you're Axtell, maybe there's a piece of you that's glad the streak's over with, but I guarantee you they're chomping at the bit to get back to the state title and win that fifth straight.
That will be down in Greensburg. Boz and I were there last year for that one. When, again, you're kind of looking at potential matchups across the way. Every coach in the area, I know how they feel. I know how they act. It's one game at a time, but just say it. Eight-man Division II, Victoria, looking pretty dominant out in the West. Looking to make it to a state title game. That could be another rematch we could be talking about in a couple of weeks. On the opposite side of 1A, Sterling squeaks by Hutch Trinity tonight. 44-42, the Black Bears have had a dominant season this year. They're 11-0, but Hutch Trinity, they were no joke here tonight. as they fall just shy, 44-42. And Smith Center takes care of business at home against Mound Ridge. So it'll be Sterling and Smith Center in 1A West Substate. Winner takes on the winner of Rossville, Jackson Heights in 1A. In 2A, we already mentioned Nemaha Osage. Well, on the opposite side, we've mentioned Southeast of Saline, and they continue to do what they've been doing. Southeast of Saline dominates Phillipsburg tonight, 48-6. And Hoisington, I want to say probably the surprise of the West right now in 2A, 36-7 win over a very good Garden Plain team. Hoisington has not played Southeast of Saline this season, but that is the substate matchup next week on the West.
Man, look at Southeast of Saline, too. If Nemaha wins next week, potential rematch for a state title. Mm-hmm. And that game was one where I think if you ask Nemaha, they kind of let that one slip away.
Oh, yes.
You know, they're gonna look back at that. But if you look at what Southeast of Saline is doing here in the playoffs, 74-0 first round, 44-12 second round, third round game tonight, 48-6. I mean, they've been dominating teams this season.
They haven't given up more than 21 points in a game, and that was week one against Minneapolis.
Yeah, averaging probably close to 60 a game.
Oh, yeah. They've gone over 70 this season three times. And, yeah, just a dominant team, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And that is in 2A. So that's our look ahead at next week. So, hey, Boz, what are our three games that they could find us at next week, you think?
I'm going to say Axtell Hanover.
Okay.
Might be one.
Okay.
Rossville Jackson Heights.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or Nemaha Central Osage City.
Oh, okay. Seems pretty simple this week.
Pretty easy.
Those are the three matchups you can find Boz or I at next week for your chance. Be just like Carla Hike as she won $50 tonight to Mercer Q. We got our final break and we come back. It's time to talk collegiate level. Benedictine. They got a chance to win the Heart of America tomorrow in NAIA. Also talk KU, K-State, Chiefs and Ravens, maybe even some Jayhawk basketball, I'm told. I don't know.
Let's go.
We'll talk about that coming up. Oh, and the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. You don't want to miss that. Coming up here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 No Ethanol, Dyed Diesel, Clear Diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always, here one final time on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, approaching 11 o'clock here tonight, as an early night for us tonight, Buzz.
That's
we like
weird.
To hear that, don't we?
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
It is kind of weird. But we've got one final segment here. We'll give away our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner of the night. Before we go any further, though, Buzz, we got to read off the list that we have, so you folks at home that don't realize maybe there's not someone on the list that needs to be on there, you can give us a call or throw it in the chat on our social media pages and get them nominated as well. Who do we have so far, Buzz?
Here's the deal. We do need some more nominations.
Here's the deal, Chet.
Here's the deal. We only got 4 tonight. Now, there weren't as many games going on, but
yeah,
we need some more nominees. First one we got tonight, Titan Eisenbarth from Jackson Heights. Young man had a fantastic defensive game, and the caller said he's playing through an injury.
Okay.
He's just stepping up. He's playing. It's a big game. He's working through the injury. So nice job, Titan Eisenbarth from Jackson Heights. Andrew Shoup from Holton. He had 130 yards rushing tonight, 2 touchdowns. Carter Hike.
Hut, hut.
Nemaha Central. Another big night for him. 44 carries.
Gee, money.
44? That is accurate. I didn't just write it down wrong. I told, so.
Bob told me at the game, he goes, that kid will carry the ball 30 times. I go, he's carried it 14, and we're not even halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, 44 carries tonight, 255 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Gee,
another big night for Carter Hike. And Wyatt Detweiler from Axtell, 9 carries, 203 yards with 5 touchdowns. He was also 10 of 13 passing for 168 yards, 271 total yards for Wyatt Detweiler.
In 3 quarters.
Yeah, basically.
By the way.
It was over, yeah.
And 9 carries for 200 yards.
Yeah, 203.
And 5 touchdowns.
That's nearly 20 yards a carry.
It's all right.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I mean, 44 carries for 250. Good heavens. Some dudes were carrying the load tonight.
If you don't hear somebody on that list that you want on that list, well, it's on you to make it happen. Throw it in the chat on social media. Ray Penning, good night to you. Safe travels, my friend. And or you can give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline. Boz, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
Free cell phone plan until 2026. Online at giantcomm.net. Switch to Giant Mobile now. And when you combine that with your home internet, you can save an additional $15 per month. Some restrictions apply. See Giant for more details. So you got a few minutes here to get another nominee in here tonight for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner for week 11. That means that we've only got one more week to give a game ball away.
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy.
And we're down to just, what, 3 teams? 4 teams remaining.
Four. Yep.
In our area. All right, we got to dive into our next segment here, and this is one where last week, I know Kansas State was on a bye, thankfully.
They didn't have to play, so they won last week.
Yeah, didn't have to
because they didn't have to play.
They didn't have to play. Like you didn't want to see them. Didn't want to
It's just again, it's the Jekyll and Hyde Wildcats, my friend.
Yeah, it is.
And just don't know what you're going to get. KU, on the other hand, dude.
Flashbacks of last year.
Mm.
Arizona, they were.
You said it was a must-win.
I told you it was. I believe it. They were up late in the game again. We saw this three or four times last year. Defense couldn't finish out the game.
Mm-hmm.
Let Arizona score very late in that game. They lose 24-20. It makes it really tough for them now.
Yeah, their schedule is not one that you can pick point an opportunity of like, okay, we're going to win that game for sure.
No. Because here's the deal, though.
Okay.
I'm throwing it out again. Here's the deal. They got to go to Iowa State, which in previous years, I'd say that's going to be really, really tough. Going to Ames, trying to get a win.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
Well, Iowa State's been top-ranked. No, I wouldn't say top-ranked, but they've been a very good program the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
They're unranked. They're 6-4.
Coming off a big win. They came from behind last week at TCU, mind you.
Yes, that was a good win for them.
Okay.
In past years, I would just throw in the towel. Like, there's no way we're going to beat Iowa State at their place.
You're looking for a participation bowl.
Yeah, well, I don't want that. But we got to figure
out. No, I'm saying if you lose out.
It's going to be tough to win at Iowa State, bottom line.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then they got number 13, Utah.
Senior night, though.
Yeah, it's still Utah. Woohoo! The seniors are going to be excited.
I'm just saying.
They got to find a way to win one of the next two for their getting the participation bowl thing.
So are you saying that you are thinking that this has got to be a win? They're on bye there. We go quickly to our Giant Communications hotline. Caller calling in. And typically we're screening calls, but with no help on the side, we're going to Giant Communications hotline. Caller, are you there?
Hey, the extra point.
All right. I love that.
What was the name again on that one?
Hendrix Wall. We're going to request him as a nominee.
All right.
We got him down.
Love it. Appreciate the call. Bye. Thanks for listening.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's what the Giant Communications hotline is for, my friends. Hendrix Wall, the one that busted through and blew up the extra point. And that was the deciding point in this contest tonight.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
All right. K-State, they were on a bye last week and via social media, as it looks like we have had some technology issues tonight. But that's why we're always live, free, and worldwide here on the MSC Radio Network. K-State, they're at home against Oklahoma State. Boz, 5-5, if you get a win, you know, they've still got a couple games left. As mentioned, Oklahoma State tomorrow. This is a definite must-win. I mean, Oklahoma State is 1-8. What has happened to that program down in Stillwater? Because they used to be them in Oklahoma and Texas, every year in and year out, it felt like they were at the top of the league.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like if that program went south in a hurry, and I think, I don't know what the deal was. Gundy had some issues, and maybe it was, it just seemed to snowball on him pretty fast.
Yeah, he loses his job, and now he's looking for work. And Oklahoma State's looking for answers. K-State gets them at home tomorrow. And then on the road, you mentioned this team, Utah, next week. Look out.
Yep.
Probably an L there. And then hopefully able to send Deion Sanders prime packing the next week and sending Kansas State, different Wildcat team, to a bowl game at 6-6. Definitely not the predictions that we had for our teams this season, my friend.
No.
You got that sheet handy?
I don't have it handy.
Oh,
but here's the thing. I really like K-State's chances. I'll even say it now. I think K-State, after the atrocious start they had, they make it to a bowl game, and I don't think KU makes it.
Really?
The road is, I mean, they're going to beat Oklahoma State, one-win team.
Yeah.
They go on the road to Utah. That's going to be tough. I don't see them winning that one. But then they got Colorado, 3-7 at home to finish out the season. I feel good about two out of those three games.
I'm glad you're feeling good about it, dude. Have you watched Kansas State this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jekyll and Hyde.
I know.
Which team's going to show up?
Yeah.
I mean, you remember early in the season, you know, we were playing some Eminem and Will the real K-State Wildcats please stand up?
Yeah, true story.
I don't know who's going to stand up at this point. All right, moving on to staying in the college ranks here as how about the Benedictine Ravens? Last week they take on Baker, and in that game it was a potential, if Baker wins the south part of the conference. They punch their ticket to the postseason. Now, you remember this from a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Benedictine takes on Mid-America Nazarene tomorrow.
Yeah.
With a win, Benedictine is your Heart of America South champions, stamping their ticket for certain into the postseason. They should already get an at-large bid. They're the third-ranked team right now in the country. So even with a loss, they should still make it in. But you want to get yourself that automatic bid and keep Uncle Mo on your side because they've won just a cool, you know, 9 straight.
Yeah, no doubt.
Pretty good team there at BC. We've also got, get that pulled up, Nebraska. They find ways to stay in ball games, I think is the best way I can put it. You know, we were talking about them. They dropped a game at Minnesota a few weeks back that really was kind of a head-scratcher, and they're on bye this week, but a week ago, GBR, as I'm still struggling to get it pulled up, technology, man.
What's going on?
Live radio is great, but when technology is not on your side. Nebraska defeated UCLA last week, 28-21. Yeah, you told me, so confident with it. Got to 7-3, best season Nebraska's had now in the last 15 years. And I think for Nebraska fans, the mindset of Matt Rhule has signed a long extension, you got to be feeling good if you're GBR right now.
They're heading the right direction, for sure.
They're finding ways to get wins on the road at UCLA, a resurging team in the Bruins. And now they go to Penn State next week before they host Iowa to end the season. And then finally, going to the professional ranks, Chiefs, Bozzy, coming off of a bye. They are traveling to Denver, Colorado on Sunday.
Always tough traveling to Denver. It seems like every year, like even when Chiefs were winning Super Bowls, that was kind of a toss-up game. You go play at Denver, and they lost a game up there the past several years. It seems like it's always a struggle, so that's not a gimme.
No.
I mean, the Broncos, you look at them, they're 8-2. But there is an asterisk by that.
Right.
They haven't played a lot of good teams yet. I don't remember, we talked last week. It was teams that are opposing teams. Their quarterbacks are dudes we don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not good teams. So 8-2, probably a little misleading.
Be careful, man. There's Broncos country around here.
I was a Broncos fan.
I know. I'm just saying. I
grew up in Colorado.
You said 8-2 is kind of a... kind of a
misleading.
Yeah.
Just misleading.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say there. But no, I was a Broncos fan, the Elway era.
Best time to. Old TD in the backfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was even prior to that.
You old.
Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah, okay.
Let me throw out a name. If you're a Broncos fan listening to this, Sammy Winder.
Who?
Sammy Winder.
Yeah, again.
Carl Mecklenburg.
Still waiting to hear one I know.
No, you're not going to get any of those.
What wasn't there a really good receiver, Mr.
Mark
McCaffrey?
Jackson, Mark Jackson, Easy Ed McCaffrey.
Easy Ed McCaffrey. I mean, that's the era. McCaffrey or Terrell Davis,
yes.
Elway, like that. Yeah, that's the era I grew up in.
This was early Elway times.
Hmm.
When they would get to the Super Bowl,
Mike
and they'd
Shanahan
get blown out.
Dan Reeves.
Oh, Dan Reeves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, Bo with the chiming in here a little bit. All right. So, okay, your prediction this weekend.
I don't know. I think the Chiefs get the win. I just don't know that the Broncos have been fully tested.
Best defense in the NFL.
I know, but I don't know. And I do like Bo Nix, quarterback. I mean, he's...
Because of his name? Is that why you like him?
Bo.
No,
did you see that comeback against the Giants?
Yeah. 33 points in the fourth quarter.
That was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
He's a stud.
I like where the Broncos are going, and I think it's going to be really, really tough, but I think the Chiefs get the win there.
What do you think, Bo?
I don't know. I like Denver.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. I know.
You're flying out Sunday.
I know. I'll be in disguise.
Getting you out of town in a hurry.
You, Denver, they shocked me.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah, they do look good. And their defense, I mean... defense wins games, right?
But yeah. What was last week? Raiders?
Okay. Yes.
Raiders.
That was a...
Barely beat the Raiders.
But to me, I feel like that's almost like that, you know, looking ahead in the schedule type of deal.
Sure.
They knew they had the Chiefs the next week, and they're taking on the Raiders at home. It's easy game. And the Raiders, you know, they played pretty well, and Bo Nix looked terrible in the first half in that game. He's on my fantasy team, too, and I mean, I need to find a new quarterback sometimes, I think. But then fourth quarter rolls around, I'm like, oh, you threw three touchdowns. Good job.
Yeah.
But I would say I'm leaning towards the Broncos at home. I think there's just something about Mile High. You know, Patrick Mahomes has lost one time to the Broncos in 14 games. Do you know where that game was at?
Mile High.
Okay, yeah.
In Vesco.
Sorry.
Field.
My fault.
Mile High was my era.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think it's a tight game. I really do. You know, remember last year in Arrowhead, it was a blocked field goal that helped the Chiefs win against the Broncos. And that was a, you know, 1917 style game. I think it's going to be a lot the same. Here's where I think the Chiefs can exploit things is when you got Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy. I mean, Travis Kelce's kind of disappeared the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's a, you know, an issue with Mahomes and him, or maybe he's planning his wedding or something, but
distracted.
The dude has got to show up.
Yeah.
And still a no Pacheco for the Chiefs. And so, you know, Kareem Hunt's kind of getting up there in age a little bit, but Breshard Smith, the rookie, has starting to play lately, and he looks good.
Yeah, he does.
And so I don't know. I would say if I was going to put a score on it, I'd put Denver 23-20 over the Chiefs. But a close game. And if the Chiefs were to win this game, I think they're putting the NFL on notice that, hey, we're still here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a tough place to play. That's a tough win to get right now.
Yeah, I agree.
If they lose that game, the AFC West race is over, I think, for the Chiefs, and they're looking at a wild card playoff spot.
That's weird even to
Mahomes has never had to do that in the playoffs.
He's never had to come in. Yeah, the wild card.
Right. Never.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you win the division. What do they want, 7, 8, 9 years in a row?
A lot.
All right, how about the Ravens, guys? Yeah, give it up for the Ravens. Big time win for the flock last week. They now take on Cleveland in Cleveland. And
say it.
Nope. Was still, the Browns are terrible. The defense is amazing. They lost a game 2 weeks ago when Myles Garrett set the single-game sack record for the Browns. He had 5 sacks in the game, and they lost.
It's tough to win when you can't score.
I mean, gee, many.
They're 2-7 right now, and this time last year, I think you were saying, maybe, I don't know where it was
2 years ago because old Schleppy was still here.
Okay.
And he was a big Browns fan. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, I'm going to say it. You were live on the air, and you said the Ravens pick up a win next week against the hapless Browns. And the Browns beat them.
Down.
You won't ever hear me say that again.
Okay. Bad juju.
Bad juju. Can't be having that juju. Ravens, big win last week in Minnesota. First time ever that the Ravens have won in Minnesota, by the way. Ever.
Wow.
Only the third time they played there. But still, never won there before. Got the Browns. And the schedule is looking good for my 4-5 Ravens.
Yes, it does.
You got Browns, Jets, Bengals without Burrow in the next three. This team could be 7-5 heading into the first matchup against the Steelers, who are leading the division, but now only by one game. Remember, this Ravens team was 1-5, Boz.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're right, though. Their schedule is really good. The win against the Vikings, I think, was huge, just because now they've got a chance to... They could string off 4 wins in a row here. Browns, Ravens, or excuse me, Browns.
They can't
Jets,
beat themselves.
Browns, really Jets, can. Bengals.
And then it gets a little bit tougher because you got Steelers, Bengals with Burrow back, Patriots, Packers, and then Steelers again.
Yeah.
So a back and loaded schedule for Baltimore. We'll obviously continue to talk through that even into basketball season. All right, you guys wanted to talk a little bit KU hoops. I'm cool with it because you guys are going to the game tomorrow.
We are. We're going to the game.
Minus the big,
big name.
Yeah, I know the big name coming in. Honestly, that's what I was excited to come out and see him perform and
Darren Peterson.
Darren Peterson. And to hear that he didn't play on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And actually being out in Arizona, I got YouTube TV, so I haven't been able to even watch the ESPN battle between YouTube TV and them. So I was anxious to come see them in person, and so I'm a little let down for that. But it's always good getting Allen Fieldhouse, again, the culture. It doesn't matter.
The history, the Mecca.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's can't even grimace what I say.
You've been there twice. It's all right.
Went last year. We were at a game with Jake. 2 years ago?
2 years ago, Missouri. Well, no, it was 2 years ago.
And Jake, actually in Al Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
And he's doing the beam wildcat emo thing in the middle of it. I'm like, dude, stop. What are you doing?
It was just like second nature to me. Boz is like bolstering, you know, he's like, I don't know, 20 rows away, three sections over, showing me KU, and I'm flashing the wildcat hand sign back to him, and he's like, oh, stop. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, good call.
No, but it's a cool thing because Bo and I went to college together, so we saw some games in college, and I've always been a KU fan, but you left for a long time, and so now it's like a once every 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, it's a ritual to get back out here.
Yeah, and his wife Debbie saw her first game last year.
Yep.
So it's just when you go to Allen Fieldhouse, it's special.
And history. You can't deny the history.
Cannot.
Check out maybe see Bo and Debbie on TV tomorrow.
Maybe they're good. Pretty close to the court.
Seven rows up.
Woo! Boz would be up in the rafters.
We're not quite to the rafters. And here's the thing, too. I'll say this. Like you go
not a bad seat.
No, there's not. Man.
Yeah, there's one.
Well, if you go way back in the corners.
Because then you're behind. Because that's where I sat when I was like 10 years old. And I went to a K-State KU game at AFH. And we were stuck kind of behind a pillar. And I just remember me and one other, my buddy that took me, we were K-State fans. His parents were KU fans. And every time KU was shooting free throws, you know, it's dead silent. And we're those two little kids that are like, ah, when he's trying to shoot. And it was great that we were behind a pillar so people really couldn't see
who we where it was coming from.
K-State men's basketball, how about them? You know, just averaging 97 points a game. Pretty dang good.
When you're playing
3-0
high school teams.
All right, we got to get to our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner of the night, Buzz. Good nominees tonight. We knew it would be a little bit shorter list, only 10 teams in the postseason remaining still, but some good nominees, some big-time performances tonight.
I'm going to go through I've only read them once tonight, so I'm going to go through the stats. Carter Hike, Nemaha Central, 44 carries, 255 yards, 3 touchdowns. Titan Eisenbarth from Jackson Heights, great defensive game. Dude got hurt in the game, but he fought through it, kept playing for his team. Andrew Shoup from Holton, 130 rushing yards with 2 touchdowns. Wyatt Detweiler from Axel, 9 carries, 203 yards, 5 touchdowns. Also 10 of 13 passing for 168 yards. And then we got a late nominee. I love this one right here. Hendrix Wall from Nemaha Central blocks the extra point, keeping Nemaha Central within striking distance. That 1 point made the difference in the ball game. They're able to win it.
All right. So for the Week 11 game ball winner, Boz, we've only got one more week to give away a game ball. Who wins Week 11 tonight?
So hard to do this every single week, but I gotta go with Wyatt Detweiler tonight from Axel. 9 carries, 203 yards, 5 touchdowns, 10 of 13 passing for 168 yards, 371 total yards from that young man tonight.
Absolute animal on the field tonight. Everybody had great games tonight. You can catch Boz and I at Hanover Axel. Jackson Heights hosting Rossville. Or you can find us over in Seneca, Osage City, and Nemaha. That'll be the games next week. One more week of the Scoreboard Show for football. Hope you have a great weekend. Bo, thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For Boz, this is Jake, Ray, Kurt. Have a great weekend. Go Cats. Go Ravens.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.